The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is All About Real Estate. Our call-in number is 410-922-6680. You got a question, you want to talk about your home, you want to put it on the market. You've had a transaction. If you're a real estate agent, if you're a professional, you're welcome to call in. And that's what we're going to be doing, talking all about real estate. I want to start off a little bit differently because today's a very special day for me. And I'm going to dedicate today's show to my beloved Lee Rome. Today marks 11 years since his funeral, and I will always treasure the memory of how he listened to this program every single Sunday with that little tiny transistor radio in his shirt pocket. My biggest fan, always proud of me, providing understanding, a little touch of loving, constructive criticism, but unwavering support. Today, I celebrate the trust, the admiration, the joy, and the abundant love that my Lee brought into my life. Thank you for letting me share that with you. So, it is May 18th. Talk a little bit about integrity, okay? Most of you who know me, who've worked with me, who heard me on the radio even, understand that I have an unwavering passion for this real estate. Every day, I get to live out what I call my bucket list by I'm helping people, I'm helping them navigate their real estate journey, I offer flexibility, because I understand that significant stress and that uncertainty that a move can bring and how emotional this can be. You know I love what I do, and that passion fuels me, even when I encounter negativity from others. I have tolerated the naysayers with toxic attitudes, but there's one thing I don't tolerate, and that is the questioning of my integrity. I will never accept that from anyone. No person has the right to doubt that I'm doing the right thing for everyone, whether it's the buyer or the seller or the other agent. There have been many disappointments in the course of real estate. You don't hear me saying anything a little bit negative, but I need to get this off my chest. Of course there are disappointments. This is real estate. Not every transaction ends with a happily ever after. I have experienced losing a deal, losing a listing, encountering rude individuals. I've met toxic clients and toxic professionals, along with those that are truth impaired, kindness impaired. The rewards of this incredible roller coaster career far outweighs the challenges. Each day brings for me new opportunities, and I still have the fire in my belly, keeping me excited and ready to face whatever comes my way. It's that drive that keeps me going, and I am really, really happy to be here loving exactly what I'm doing today. So if you're listening, If you've got a question, if you've had a transaction, good or bad, just look at the outcome. Did the house sell? Did you get the amount you wanted? How stressful was it? I'd love to hear from you. Again, you can reach us at 410-922-6680. It's been a wonderfully, wonderfully busy week. Someone called me this week and said, oh, real estate's really slow right now. And I go, where? Lucky, I've been so fortunate that three of my homes that are on the market right now have contracts on it. And that's just happened in the last few days. That's a whole lot. So if somebody says, how's the market? My market for me, for my clients, is sizzling hot. If it was a couple of weeks ago and I wasn't getting any calls and somebody says, how's the market? I'd still say it was really good. However, I would know certainly it's not sizzling hot. It is really slow for me. But if you talk to anybody, any state, any county who's in real estate, anywhere in the country, you get that same answer. How is real estate? And you've definitely heard me say, when your house sells, the market is terrific. When your house does not sell, the market is lousy. It doesn't matter if I have three contracts this week, if yours doesn't have a contract on it. Let's step out. We have a Mark in Pikesville. Good afternoon.
How are you today?
Hi, Mark.
I was wondering your thoughts on a topic that I've been thinking about a little bit. Do you think it's better to buy a house that has been and pay top dollar for a house that's been fully rehabbed? Or is it better to buy a house that, you know, frankly has the neighborhood you want and good bones, shall we say, but needs all modernization? It might need a roof. It might need siding. But the house itself and the neighborhood is great. And obviously with financing, you know, you're going to end up with, different kind of loan structure, obviously, to rehab a house. But I'm just curious your thoughts on one versus the other.
Okay. My answer to you is going to be a standard answer of mine, which is it depends. You really need to know the person. There are some people who wouldn't go into a house if there was a dish in the sink. There are other people that can see past hoarding. There are some people that can vision. They don't want to see a house that is furnished with all the pictures and tchotchkes around. They have to see it with that in it. They don't have the vision or the imagination, and that's not a criticism. That's just the way we work. There are other people that I can walk into a house that's a shell, show them the plans of what's gonna be, and we recently did that. We have a house that does not have its walls up. It's been gutted. It does not have flooring in. They're concrete floors. The roof, the windows, everything was demolished to make this beautiful new home. We were planning to put this home on the market when it was totally finished, which would probably be in a couple of months.
Right.
But I had somebody, a dear real estate friend of mine, who has a very special client who was under contract almost, and the house they were looking for was the one that I had, but nobody knew about it. I got permission for her to come in with this buyer who had just put a contract on another home and came into this house. It was the perfect, perfect location. It was the right size. It will be the right number of bedrooms. And they wanted to buy it right there, that minute today. And if you think about it, they're taking a huge risk because they need to get in. They're settling on their house, but they want the house. They want the neighborhood. They want the fact that it's all on one floor. But this house isn't finished. How do we do that? They wanted to wait, and they wanted us to sell it immediately, unfinished, at a really wonderful price. But then they wanted the guarantee that when they went to settlement, everything in there would be perfect. If they wanted a purple and green sink, they had the choice of that. All the changes that they wanted to do, and the seller was not going to take that chance. What if something happened? What if you know, like you were saying, financing falls through, you can't get the loan, catastrophe happens. On both sides, there's a great deal of you just, it's hard to make that decision. What are you going to do? Are you going to sell your house, get your money? It's not finished. Be finished with it. Are you going to buy a house for full price and trust that it will be finished before you can move in? And again, this is one of those situations, there's no doubt in my mind, that was meant to be. This was a buyer who just sold his house, who was buying a house that it was not anywhere near perfect. They were going to have to do a tremendous amount of work in it. Of course, a lot less expensive than this one. And he had to get out of that contract in order to purchase this house, to make that decision. When they ask, what decision, you know, what do we do if, you know, that's what we got. What if, the same questions from the seller, what if they don't go through? We've got a house that's not the way we wanted. The buyer's saying, wait a minute, I'm paying for a shell. It's not going to be finished. What guarantee do I have? What was my suggestion? Even though I was not working for the buyer, I was working for the seller. My suggestion was seek an attorney. In fact, seek more than one attorney. You may need to go to five attorneys or more, because what you are about to do, any attorney in their right mind would say, it's not a good deal for you. So you need to find a way to protect yourself. I think it was pretty miraculous that we got the buyer and the seller under contract on a home that is basically a shell, with the trust that it will be finished. That could not happen to very, very many people.
Gotcha. So how about with financing, though? What has your experience been? Because obviously, if I buy a house in a neighborhood and every house in the neighborhood is $750,000, and I buy a $400,000 house that needs everything and put $250,000 in it, I should be okay, correct?
Depends. It depends on how you spent that $250,000, the quality of the work that went into that property, the trust. Who is going to finish that house for you? What are you? Are you a contractor? Do you have a contractor that you trust enough? So, I think if you are an investor, somebody who flips houses, they do it every single day. They will buy a house for, as you say, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, and put $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 into it. But they have done their research. They have gone to the trouble of looking at the comparables in the neighborhood. What is it worth right this minute? And what is it worth when it's totally finished? And what happens in between? In between, you're still holding that property unfinished, paying for the mortgage, paying all the expenses on it, so that every week that's delayed, you're losing money. What if you have terrible weather? What if your contractors, go away? So many variables. What if you can't get the permits from the county? All of these things, the investor is taking a huge, huge gamble. And they're willing to do it because they know what they're doing. But when somebody looks at that house and they go, oh, you bought that house for $200 and you're selling it for $700, they don't realize the $450 that you've put into the house to make it livable. So you really can't count somebody else's money. And the other thing, when you buy a house like that, it's got to be a win-win for both people. If you're getting a house that's really below market value, and you can convince the buyer to sell that to you as is, and you pay all the closing costs and everything, then, you know, maybe you'll take that risk. Both of you will take that risk. Mark, if you can hold on, I really am over for a break. If you can hold on, that would be great. Sure. If not, I understand it.
I'll be here.
This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. Our call-in number, 410-922-6680.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM Baltimore, and worldwide on WCBM.com.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Room Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
When you hear the words nonprofit organization, what comes to mind? Is it a place your dog called home before finding you? Is it an organization that supports accessibility? Is it a place that ensures your safety and that of those you love? That protects endangered wildlife and habitats or fights for our most basic needs? It's impossible to show all the ways nonprofit organizations make a difference in our world. One animal, one person, one cause at a time, but it's not impossible to be part of it. When you give what you have to a nonprofit organization that needs what you can give, you help promote, protect, and strengthen the reach of these incredible organizations. The Nonprofit Alliance is here, helping connect people like you to the nonprofits that enrich your life, your community, and the world we share. Reach out to a nonprofit organization that inspires you today to find how you can help make the world a better place.
Kids across America are going to school hungry, millions of kids every day. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures. To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The Rob Carson Show.
You don't understand why the American people behind Donald Trump. Honestly, just shut up and sit down. You've been wrong about every single thing. If you've never gotten home from a hard day's work and you were filthy dirty, if you've never worked in a job that Americans supposedly won't do, if you've never driven a truck across the country every day your entire career, you won't get Trump. You don't understand it.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And now, more all about real estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back again, Margaret Rome. Our call-in number 410-922-6680. We're talking about real estate. I've got a caller. We're having, a great conversation. His question was, what do I think about a buyer who is going to buy a house really in not great condition? You know, tell us one that's in good condition, one that's not. And we're going to go back to Mark, and I want to hear more of your thoughts. Whoops. Okay. Mark, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. If you heard me, I was just telling everybody that we were having a discussion about buying a house that needs work or one that's in good condition. So I'd like to hear more of your thoughts about it.
Well, I mean, obviously I like the idea of buying one that needs everything, because even a house that's in perfect condition, there's probably going to be things I'd want to change anyway. And it seems a shame to rip out a new bathroom just because I don't like the colors or something. But, you know, you want the house to be the way you want. The challenge a little bit seems to be finding a mortgage person to work with that understands what you're trying to accomplish, because the financing could be very tricky.
That's a huge deal, a huge thing, because there are very few people that can go in and buy that way, as you say, because of financing. Now, I think the people who have the advantage are the people who have the cash or have access to the cash via hard money. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that they can make this happen. The average person, first of all, to get a mortgage on a house, to get it passing inspection, to get it passing appraisal, may not happen, because if you buy a house that is in need of major repairs and you get a loan on it, you've got a lender who's saying, sure, no problem, I'll lend you the money. The person defaults, doesn't finish it, you know, leaves town. The lender is stuck with that house. And so that's where it comes in. Again, I think the main thing is figuring out, understanding who the buyer is, who the seller is, and can it happen? I mean, I've had so many people that have walked into almost half of my houses, and so have many of the real estate agents, who the minute they walk in, they go, oh, I need this wall moved, and I want, you know, the open kitchen and make me a skylight. First of all, they can't afford the house, but they've been watching too much HGTV or one of those TV programs. And in real life, when you've got a countertop, a granite countertop, and it comes in cracked, and you don't get that in a week or 2 weeks. It could take months to get an item like that, which then holds up everything else. You can't put the sink and the stoves and the other appliances in, any of those kinds of things. So it's not as simple. It's not for sissies, I guess. This rehab is not for sissies. And I have seen people go into this, look at the great deal we got, hired a contractor, done it themselves because, you know, Uncle Joe is a carpenter, and they wind up with a poor product. Somebody saying, I'm not paying this much for it because the inspector has found so many flaws in it. It's really sad to see people get into that situation. It's so much better if you're going in eyes wide open. For instance, this little house that I'm trying to put under contract right now is sight unseen. It's an investor. He's done his homework. And I'm a little concerned for my seller that they'll come see it and say, oh, no, 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 I don't want this. So there's a delicate balance. So what we're doing is letting him go under contract so that somebody else doesn't get it. He gets a total of 7 days to fish or get off the yacht so that he can either figure out that he can make money to rehab it and resell it, or that this isn't a good investment for him. So the seller has to be comfortable enough that the lower price that they could get is going to actually go through to settlement. And that's also a big deal when a seller, it's just like, not really the same thing, but when a seller has several contracts on the house, that's a huge decision which one you should go with. It's not necessarily the highest price. It's not necessarily the quickest. It depends on what the buyer needs and what the seller needs. And how do you choose from three contracts on the same house that are approximately the same price? You have to go with being able to understand who's buying it, what their motivation is, what their financial situation is, and how many ways can they get out of that contract. And the seller has got to say, how do I know which one of them is going to be that way? And it is a judgment call. Hopefully you're working with an agent on the other side, a buyer's agent, who understands their buyer's needs, not an agent who maybe met the client for the first time, you know, in the morning and is writing a contract that day, has no idea whether they're qualified or not. So,
gotcha.
I mean, I could go on forever. Okay, what else can I share with you, or you can share with me?
You know, it's just, I'm trying to find, you're trying to find that perfect house, and it doesn't exist. And I'm not a real huge fan of new construction because I think that brings with it all the pitfalls of, you know, lowest bidders building your house and things like that. So it's just a question of finding a house that maybe is the ugliest house in the nicest neighborhood kind of thing.
Well, I, as anybody listening to me, knows that I like that challenge because when I meet with the buyer, I basically play a little game with them and say, okay, you guys just won the big lottery and money is no object. Describe, play a game. Both of you have a legal pad of paper and write down any and everything that you would want in the house if price was no object. And then call me the next day and tell me what you're going to do. And, you know, sometimes people would say, well, you know, I need 4 bedrooms, but it could be 3 bedrooms. That's somebody who's being realistic. The other person has got an indoor swimming pool, an indoor tennis courts. It's on 17 acres. It's, you know, 4 kitchens, multiple garages. And then what I have to say, okay, guess what? Reality sets in. The numbers on your lottery ticket were transposed. you didn't get it. So let's go back now. What's important to you? What are the main things? The location, maybe the style, maybe if it's near the children's school or you have to be near family. Maybe it's accessibility, access, many, many different reasons and needs that people need. And the idea is to get a feel for them, read them. I have done that many times. I have taken somebody in with their checklist. We walk in the house, and everything they've asked for is on the checklist. However, I look at their face, and they're not in love. And they don't know what to say to me. You know, it's got everything you want. And I just look at them, and I said, I am not selling you this house. I'm introducing you to the house. If you have any doubt in it, don't do it, because this is a huge decision. I'll give you another example. I had a friend many, many years ago. She only wanted a very specific long, low ranch or garage in a certain neighborhood. And, of course, at the time, just starting out, they couldn't afford it. So she moved into a small townhouse, figuring that would be worth it, because a few years, you know, they'd be able to afford the perfect home. I can tell you right now that they are still in the townhouse after 40 or 50 years because life didn't work out for them. The income wasn't there that they thought it would be. And so here she bought something that she really didn't like, feeling that I'm going to get something better. So my feeling is, if you're looking at a property, I don't care if it's a one bedroom, one bathroom, you know, little cottage, make sure that it meets your needs right now. Make sure you love it enough to want to come home to. Make sure that you can afford it. And you have to say to yourself, what if I have to be here for 5 years? And you start asking those kinds of questions. I think more of what I do in real estate is psychology than it is actual selling. And as many people know, my former career was a nurse. I think I do a lot more psychology working with buyers and sellers and their needs and figuring out the whole family, what's the right thing from the aesthetics of it, from the decorations, from the finances, to get somebody when they're that far ahead looking at the houses that they love it, absolutely love it. And it's not an easy task. It can take a year or more to do that. And guess what? We are at another break, way over again. If you'd like to stay on, I'm really enjoying this, or I've certainly got more things or topics if anybody else wants to call in. Your choice. If you're here after the break, I will talk to you. If not, you are listening to All About Real Estate. This is Margaret Rome. Call in number 410-922-6680.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
After dry weather to wrap up this weekend and a dry start to the week on Monday and Tuesday, showers will spread in by Wednesday as temperatures cool down. In the meantime, some sunshine today with gusty winds out of the west at times and a high close to 78 degrees. Tonight, clear and breezy. The overnight low should fall into the mid to upper 50s. It's going to be a sunny day tomorrow, the high near 77. Mostly sunny and cooler on Tuesday with a high of 74. And then a damp and cool Wednesday with showers likely and a high hitting the low to mid 60s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself, looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you, and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You're listening to All About Real Estate. I really enjoyed that kind of question where you can hear that real estate is multifaceted, that you've got people that need houses in perfect move-in condition. You really do have to size them up. What do they want? And it's interesting because many people really don't know what they want. And a lot of times it's because they don't know what they can afford. And when they come in looking at houses for a while and they find one, and then they go and get qualified, that's not the way to work it. Everybody's disappointed that way. So, I mean, I think one of the reasons that I have so much fun in real estate is what I really enjoy is finding that really specific buyer who knows what they want and then going out and finding that needle in a haystack. And I see some wonderfully quirky homes, and when I see them, I get excited, and immediately I start thinking, who is going to buy this? Oh, and you know, I've got, you know, four or five people that it might work. So I call them up and I say, go drive by this property. It's not on the market. Is this something you would consider? I really do feel somewhat like a matchmaker. You've got to know your buyers. You've got to know your sellers to work this way. Otherwise, in the real estate, what you do, you take on a whole lot of buyers. You take on a whole lot of sellers. You have a team, and you list them. You sell them quickly. Go on to the next one. I'm just not... Look, anybody can sell the perfect house in the perfect neighborhood priced perfectly. That will sell five times over. Do we have Mark back? Nope. Okay, sorry. So that is what I'm talking about. It is the joy of this business. Let me tell you about some of the homes. Let me tell you about a home that's on the market right now that's an exciting home. It is a colonial. It is a Beezer home. It's in the park at Mount Washington. It has five bedrooms. It has 3.5 bathrooms. It is absolute move-in condition, hardwood floors, fresh paint, fresh carpet. Again, move-in ready. And we talked about it last week. One of the wonderful things about it, other than being so big and an open floor plan, is this is a home that can be utilized by anybody, by any family, by any age group, because the beautiful thing about this house, it has its own elevator, which you could actually have a two-level primary suite with a bedroom, a den or a bedroom on the first floor, but it gives everybody accessibility to the property. So that's an unusual house. It's got a gorgeous screened-in porch addition, huge kitchen, huge rooms. People walk into the bedroom and say, I've never seen a room this big. They're talking about making two more rooms out of it because they don't need that much space. So if you're interested, this is a home at 2007 Thistlewood, and that is in zip code 21209. I also have a list of buyers that I need. Please listen, if you have a home you're thinking about selling, it could be right away, it could be a year from now. That's how many buyers I have that are waiting for specific properties. Give me a call when you hear me talk about what I need, or if you think you've got an unusual property that somebody's saying, you can never sell that for that money, you've got a completely repaint, recarpet, take all your pictures down. Give me a call because maybe I have that one special buyer who can see through all of that and put their own quirkiness into the property. And that's what the fun of this all is being able to listen, understand when a seller is absolutely ready to sell, both emotionally, financially, and has another place to go to. It is about knowing your buyer, knowing what they can and can't afford. What if we found a home that was a little bit beyond perfect, but it was also a little bit more money, or maybe a lot of bit money? If we found the perfect home that they had to do nothing to, could they get the funds to move forward? And again, it's such a people business, very much so. Let me tell you some of the other homes I need. I need homes in the 21208 or 21209 with at least five bedrooms and a finished basement and a two-car garage, and I'm getting a signal. We're going to step out and take a break. You are listening to All About Real Estate. If you'd like to reach me, Margaret Rome, after the show, 410-530-2400.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
Don't miss out on the Memorial Day sale at Rescue Natural Supplements going on right now. With prices rising across the country, Rescue is rolling back pricing to the year 2010. Plus, enjoy their fantastic buy two bottles, get one free, and buy three bottles, get two free Memorial deals. Stock up on your favorites, save big with Rescue rollback pricing, and generous free bottle offers. Whether you're in need of 1250 omega-3s, cholesterol support, probiotics, or natural pain relief, everything is on sale. To order, call 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483, and speak to a Rescue product consultant. Or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Don't miss this opportunity for huge savings in over 50 Rescue products to tackle your health goals. Remember, 2010 rollback prices and the Memorial Dales are going on now through May the 29th. So go shop res-q.com. That's res-q.com today for your Rescue Natural Supplements Memorial Day sale.
Springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. Getting back into activities can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back, Margaret Rome. I'm telling you about some of the properties that I need. If you are thinking about selling, if you know somebody, even the strange, unique homes that you think are going to be hard to sell, that's what I specialize in. So if you've got any of those properties, give me a call. I need homes in the 21208, the 21209. I need homes of any size, any condition, any price range. I have an influx of people from out of state who want to move into Baltimore. Give me a call. I'll tell you what I've got coming up on the market. If you're working with a real estate agent, have them give me a call, or you call me directly and I'll work with them. I need a home right now, immediately, for a cash buyer. They can go up to $1 million. They would like a first floor primary bedroom. They would like a two-car garage. They would like it on at least an acre, and they would like it in the neighborhood I just talked of, Northwest Baltimore. I need a townhouse or single-family home that they can get relatively quickly. Again, a townhouse or a single-family home, price range is up to $700,000. I also need a first-floor green tree, if anybody has that. I need a lot of homes. If you've got one that's under $400,000, which is almost impossible to find. But if you've got a property that is maybe not in move-in condition, maybe you're in a bit of financial trouble, maybe you just need to get rid of, maybe we can find the buyer for you so you can get out whole, move forward, not have to lay out any money to fix it up, and then everybody's happy. I need a townhouse in the Falls, 21209, and I need a mid-century, preferably stone and glass, a rancher with a garage, with a nice lot, and I haven't been given a price, but I know it's up there. If you are thinking about selling your home, give me a call. You're not going to be committed to me. If you're working with the real estate agent, we'll bring that real estate agent involved, or have that real estate agent give me a call. Yesterday, this week, I have been so lucky in the couple of agents that I have been working with. I'm going to mention a couple of names. I'm working with a young man by the name of Noah Mumaw, and I'm working with a wonderful seasoned agent like me whose name is Harriet Charkatz. They are making transactions happen because they know their buyers. They know what they need. They're not just trying to sell them something. They are trying to make them live in their dream home. And there's nothing more exciting when you do that matchmaking and you see everybody in the family that is excited about moving into a new home. I don't think there's much greater feeling in that is to help somebody to do it. Or when I get a call from somebody from 5, 10, 15 years ago, or meet somebody on the street who I haven't seen for a long, and they tell me how much they're still enjoying the house and how much they appreciated what they had to go through to get it. So you can hear again, I'm loving it. If you're thinking about buying a house, if you're thinking about selling a house, heck, if you just got questions about either one of them, you're welcome to call me, 410-530-2400. You can see all of my properties on my website, MargaretRome.com, easy enough to remember. And again, whether you're buying, whether you're selling, I love to talk to anybody about real estate. If you've got questions or ideas, do not hesitate to give me a call. And I just want to say it's a pleasure and an honor to be here doing this every single week. We will see you next week, same time, 12 noon on Sunday with All About Real Estate.
Choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680.